There's a famous story known that the Chafetz Chaim once told his Talmidim that if you look at a map in the world, in the way the world views as a map of the world, you'll see they'll have London, they'll have Paris, these are the main cities, but Radin won't make it to the map. Radin was that dinky little city, a little village. It says on the map of the world, in the Geisha centers, who cares about Radin? But he says, but in the real map, the map that's in Shemayim, in the Yodama, based on the MS, says Radin is the main center of the world. Radin is the Makom Torah. There's a Radin, Yerushalayim, whatever, there's a few cities that really hold up the entire world. He says probably London won't make it, Paris won't make it, but Radin will be on the main map of the world. And I think we could say today that perhaps also probably still London and Paris won't make it, but I don't regretfully we don't have Radin, but there are Baruch Hashem other Makamas HaTorah that are holding up the world, and definitely one can say that about the city of Scranton. I'm really not so knowledgeable about the physical Chashivas of Scranton in the world today, but as far as the Makam Torah of holding up the world, it's definitely one of the main Makam Torahs in the world in America today. And it's definitely highlighted in the map in Shemayim. And therefore, it's a tremendous covet and opportunity for us to have the yeshiva is granted, of Chaim Schneidman, to speak to us.
Thank you. Scranton is not much of a city. It happens to be. For us, it's one of the milest that we have in Scranton, that there's nothing else to do. That's all. There's just, if you're in the yeshiva, that's it. There's nowhere else to go in Scranton. Baruch Hashem, I see over here, North Miami Beach, it's growing as a Makom Torah. It's taking on prominence in that map in Shemayim. And coming here to a Makom Torah, it's a kavod, it's a chizik for me. Yeah, I'm out of my element right now, in a little bit of a gullus. To be able to come to a Makom Torah, to a Makom Tefillah, it's really, and to share Divrei Bracha Chizik, Yashar Koach for the opportunity. In this week's parsha, the famous kasha that everybody asks, Rishonim all talk about it, that it says in the pasuk on the Akshas LeParo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. And everybody wants to know if Paro was Bechira, if his heart was hardened, his Bechira was taken away from him. How can he be punished for what he did to the Bnei Yisrael? The whole concept of Schai V'Einish is based on the concept of Bechira. Like the Rambam is very, very Marich. He explains this very well in Hilchos Tshuva, in Shmuel Prokim, that you can't have Schai V'Einish without Bechira. And here, Paro's heart was hardened, and yet we find he's punished. Rashi already asked the kasha in the Chumash. The Ramban talks about it. The Rambam talks about it. And I just want to talk about one or two of the things that they say. Rashi speaks out that Paro's heart was not in the first five makas or beforehand. Paro was already a Rasha, and he was a Rasha such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he would not do a real tshuva. And therefore, it was kedai to be mekadeshim shemayim through Pyle. And the Rishonim and Masbir, the einish that he had was really for the first five makas. The Rambam and the Ramban also say a similar type of thing. They say a moedik echidish, that a person can be a big enough of a chayter. He can sin enough that the koyach of tshuva is taken away from him. Tshuva is about turning from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that idea that I can correct what I did, and that I can completely turn myself around and become a different person. That's a chiddush, it's a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there is a point of no return. And Paro crossed that point. And the Ramban and the Rambam both speak out that the Einshim were not for what he did afterwards, but he was punished for what he did until then. But there's a Sfarno over here, which the Beis HaLevi says something similar, and that's what I want to focus on for just a couple of minutes. They both speak out that you can take a person and twist his arm until finally he'll do whatever you want. But when he is doing whatever you want, It's not him that wants it. It's you that want it. And he himself is completely without Ratzon. He does not want to do it. He is forced into do it. The Makkos, in that year of the Makkos, Mitzrayim was totally destroyed. Hatem Teidaki of the Mitzrayim. Don't you realize that Mitzrayim is being decimated and destroyed? There's nothing left. Well, Pau had no choice. He had to send the Bnei Yisrael out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vani akshes leParo, I will give him the strength to withstand those Makkos, so that it becomes his choice. That he should be able, that which he's giving in will not be because he has to, it hurts too much. It's just worth it to send them out to get the Makkos to stop. But rather, that he comes to the realization that through the Makkos, if he would come to the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and is Mashkiach and can do what he wants, and he is the one that we have to listen to, that would have been a whole different story. And the Sfarnu says that had he done tshuva, it would have been his kabbal, it would have been accepted. So that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hardening the heart of Pyro was not to take away the Bechira, but rather to give him Bechira, to allow him to make his own rational decision. This is the famous verse of the Beis Halevi. The Sfarnu really says this also. This brings me to another famous halacha, a famous Rambam. That the Rambam says that when a Yid is forced to do a mitzvah, a Yid is forced to give a get, api halacha, he's mechuyev to give a get, and we force him to give a get. The get is kosher. In fact, the Rambam, why is the get kosher? We know that a get can't be forced. You need Ratzon of the Baal to give the get. Zok the Rambam, the Yid who wants to do what's right, he has the Yid Sahara. He wants what's right. Well, really what happened is he brought something external on himself. He allowed the HR, which is in a certain sense really external. It doesn't represent the panemius of the Yid. And he allowed that took over him. And that is compelling him not to give the get. When we beat him up in to tell him to give the get, we're beating away the Yetzirah. And now the true essence of the Yid comes out. And he wants to do what's right. And that's why he gives the get. This is the difference between a Yid and a Goy. The Yid, Be'etzim, deep down, his real Ratzon is to do the Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, when we beat him and he's Mekayim the Mitzvahs, that's coming from him. That's what he wants. Whereas, and that's why by Yitzav, by Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzayif, Machshav, L'maisa, by Mitzvahs. If he wants to do a Mitzvah and he had an Oynis and he couldn't do it, he gets Chayk and Oysa Mitzvah. Whereas by Averis, it's not that way. By Averis, if he was Nenas, V'loy Asa Averah, he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzayif, Machshav, L'maisa. He's not punished for doing the Averah because once he was Nanas and didn't do it, he's happy. He was able to get away. He wanted to do the mitzvah, or he thought he wanted to do that. I'm sorry, he wanted to do that there. He thought he wanted to do that there. But now that he was Nanas, the true Ratzon comes out. He's very happy not to do it. Whereas by a guy, it's fakert. The mitzvah, when he does it, is so begrudgingly. And therefore, if he's Nanas, he does not get tzchar as if he did it. Whereas the Avera, that's where he was holding. Just to be Messiah with a vart, which is not directly, but it's indirectly related. I saw over Shabbos, and I feel I have to say it over. There's a Rabbi Yerucham asks a Maridik Akasha on the Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk says that the Mayaldis were commanded by Pilate to kill the boys. But Tirena Mayaldis is Haralikim, Veloy Osu Kasha Dibra Alein Melch Matraim, Bat Chayena Sayalodim. The Miyavis feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't do what Pilate commanded them, and they helped the kids live. Thank you, Biruchim. Where do we find in the Torah that it tells us, and so was a tzaddik, so therefore he was Mekayim the Mitzvah? Just say they didn't listen to Pilate Melech Mitzrayim. Just tell us what they did. Why does it say Vatirena Miyavis? What does it say that they feared Hashem? Thank you, Biruchim. Vatirena Miyavis is not just a reason why. But the Rebbeinu Yavis is an active Maisa. The Rebbeinu Yoyna tells us the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is that when the Nisoyin comes to a person, he should arouse within himself Yiras Shamayim. And he should bring himself to the point where he won't, will he be oimid b'nisayim? Well, here, the Mialbis were under tremendous pressure, pressure with their lives. This was a mysterious nefesh not listening to Pilate. They felt that pressure. It was an nisayim for them. It's not shad that it was the simplest thing for them to do. What did they do? What was their reaction? They were Isaac and Yiro. They sat down and they took out a shari tshuva and they sat and they learned and they were oimid and they became, they fashtarkened their amut, their yiris shamayim, but tirenam yavis is halakim, and therefore, v'loy asu kasha diba alein melech mitzrayim. Zot the pasuk, I don't remember if Rabbi Yochanan speaks this part out, but the pasuk says, vayihi, ki yavu ham yavis is halakim vayas lehem botim. What did the pasuk say this chai came from? Ki yavu ham yavis is halakim, because of the yiris shamayim. That they were murdering themselves. That's why they had a murder kishar by Yaslahem Bottom. And this is to bring out, to be bring that hero, to bring that escarvis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into us, even with Makim Nisayin. We are bombarded today, Rahman al Itzlan, with Nisayinus, with Hashpars from the streets, from the world which is a world which is Oimim the Toiv Rav, a world which is completely backwards. We have something to keep us straight, and within all of us, there is that rotzen, that panemius dicker rotzen, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the Rebbeinu Shem should help us. It should be ki yaru ham yaldoi, so we should be able to be Isaac in the era which can bring out that panemius dicker rotzen that we all have, and we should be zeicha b'yas lahem batim. The Rebbeinu Shem should build for us batim the Beis Hamikdash behavior amenu.